Now, users of smartphones that have the Android operating system could be vulnerable to hackers. We're talking billions of phones here. A computer security firm says it's found security flaws in the microchips of the Android devices that could give hackers complete access to the phone. There's no evidence so far that cybercriminals have exploited this vulnerability, though. Fevzi Turkalp is editor for technology advice site GadgetDetective.com, and hopefully he can explain a bit more about all this. Hi, Fevzi. Thanks
Hello,
for joining
Felicity.
Us.
Yeah, pleasure.
So what have they found, or what do they say they found?
So there's a company called Checkpoint, which does security software, and they've been reverse engineering. They've been looking at the code that sits inside these chips. So these are the chips that are involved in smartphones and tablets to do with communication. And they've found that these chips have got four different vulnerabilities in them that could be exploited. So once those vulnerabilities are known, which they are now known, people, criminals can write software, apps that will take advantage of these vulnerabilities and allow them to control the phone and steal information from the phone, spy on you, everything you type, your location, all sorts of information can be gleaned once they have exploited one of these vulnerabilities.
And these, the Android operating system is used by millions and millions of, well, billions of people probably around the world, is it?
Yeah, so not all Android devices are affected, but it's thought about 900 million, so almost a billion devices,
wow.
Which is a lot. That's almost one in six of the population is affected, you know. So that's a lot. And that goes across all the different brands. So Google's own phones, HTC, LG, Motorola, Samsung, Sony. Most brands have got devices that are affected. And it's clearly it's a worry. There are some steps that we can take to try and mitigate these problems. But there are some difficulties that are intrinsic to the way Android is distributed. That means that even though this company found these weaknesses earlier this year and informed the manufacturer of those chips, that even though the manufacturers produce patches, those patches, corrected software, have to be rippled through the whole supply chain, all the way through from through Google through to the manufacturer, down to maybe your network, and then eventually you get the patch and can apply it.
Right, so that's quite a slow process.
It is,
by the sounds
and
of it.
potentially people are vulnerable in the meantime.
Yeah. So what should people do?
Well, there are some basic advice that you can follow, which is good advice, I think, in respect of this risk, but also in general. So first of all, try and keep your Android operating system software up to date. So Google, who produce Android, are constantly updating that software, and as that is available for your particular device, you should check and make sure that you've got the latest version. If you're using a phone that is too old to run the latest version of Android, you should consider a new phone, because often when there are security vulnerabilities found, they're only corrected sometimes in the latest version of the software. So if you're running a three-year-old version of the software, there's no guarantee that will ever be corrected. So you, even though that vulnerability may have been fixed for other users, you could still be suffering from it. Further, you have to think about what applications, what apps you install on your system. So first of all, you think about the provenance of those apps. If it's an Android device, only download from the Google Play Store, which is the official Google store for downloading apps. Then when you see an app, if it's brand new, or even if it's a few weeks old, don't download it yet. Wait until it's been on the store for ideally for a few months, and there's been an opportunity for people to review the app. And you will then see if people are generally in favor of it, or if the word scam and fake are all over it. Because often, you know, you'll have a legitimate app and then you'll have a dozen versions of it which are fakes, designed to trick you into downloading them. So the way to get around that is you wait, read all the reviews, and then only download those that have good reviews.
Good advice. Thanks very much indeed for sharing all of that with us. Fevzi Turkalp there, who's editor for the technology advice site GadgetDetective.com.